Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors, Science, and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. As an environmental scientist, I am often called on to make statements or research specific topics. Recently, an issue arose in regard to plastic straws. Usually, I'm out tracking wolves or banning birds of prey, but a graduate researcher found a plastic straw lodged in the nostril of a sea turtle. This turtle became the poster child for another environmental problem. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, I began to research how many shore creatures are affected not just by plastic straws, by plastic in general. Here is a sad statistic. Over 1 million seabirds die each year by ingesting plastic. Also, 1 in 3 leatherback turtles have been found with plastic in their stomach. Many animals see floating plastic, so they're looking many times at the bags, and they think this is a jellyfish, and they ingest them. So we have to be real careful, and again, I'm going to get into the both sides of it, but we need to be real careful as to what we're doing with, hey, all of our products that can pollute. Straws are the 11th on the list of what is found in the ocean in terms of pollutants. In the U.S. alone, we use, now watch how crazy this is, we use 500 million straws each day. That's enough, and I caught this fact somewhere, that's enough to fill 46,000 school buses every year. So let's talk some recycling facts and then discuss solutions. China is the largest nation using recyclables, making everything from toys to car parts. The U.S. used to ship 100 tons of plastic each year to China, but not anymore. So we are left to develop our own answers. Is this a large problem? Listen to the numbers. 20,000 plastic bottles are sold around the world every second. The number of plastic bottles Americans throw away, so that's not recycle, but throw away each year is 20 billion. So back to the straws. We find in every home, restaurant, school, and theme park, hey, I'm not joking, I remember blowing bubbles in my milk through my straw last week. No, it wasn't last week. I'm kidding. But sort of to make that point, I mean, straws are everywhere. And this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for your dog. 6 natural great flavors. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. Well, now let's get into what happens when we throw out plastics. Plastic can take up to 500 years to decompose. But here's the important piece of that. During this process, it releases chemicals that are toxic to wildlife and the environment. Remember, every plastic bottle starts with fossil fuels. When I speak in schools or I am discussing I'm discussing habitat loss or migration or the carrying capacity of a specific animal, I always ask, how can we help, like as a society? And I am not letting you, this is the true fact from first grade. I'm babbling here. I'm excited about this topic, but a little scared about what I'm seeing as I'm researching it. It doesn't matter. From first grade through seniors in high school, I say, well, how can we help? All they know, but it's going to help for this topic today, but all they know are the 3 R's: reduce, recycle, reuse. They are limited to this knowledge on the topic. But I guess that's why I'm there speaking, because if I'm speaking about habitat loss and so on, they know the 3 R's well, so let's get into it. In regard to the 3 R's, as a nation, we really don't limit our purchase of products that are in plastic containers. Just take a look at the refrigerators at a convenience store, and you could see that every plastic bottle, every size, is there. There are still some major cities who do not recycle. Yes, they may have a plan on the books, and they do a little for show, but the refuse being thrown away, just, again, and I'm not a city guy, but I, you know, travel to cities, speak in cities, and you see what's in the trash, not what's in recycling, and it's just so much plastic being just thrown away. So we now have three problems. Number one, we do not recycle enough. Number two, because we can't ship to China, we don't know what to do with all this plastic. And that is a major problem right now in our country, which leads us to number three. Obviously, we are not reusing enough plastic. Hopefully, this show that you're listening to triggers a corporation, a person, someone to change gears, implement new ideas and technology, and create products made everywhere that will create, again, so if we can create a product, we're also going to create jobs too. The great thing about our country is when we're faced with a dilemma, someone finds a solution. So here we go with a great solution by a company. There is a company called Aardvark Straws. They had the original patent from 1888 for the first paper straw. I think about how cool that is. You got a patent for a straw. They are producing paper straws now that are marine biodegradable and can also be composted. So they're the forefront, or they're the forerunners of these people out there. And their materials come from sustainably managed forests. Good for them, and good for some of the major cities, ballparks, and states that are taking on a larger role. Seattle is the first major city that has banned plastic straws. How tough can it be to make a decree stating that only biodegradable paper straws can be used? And think about how many cities in our country, major cities, and, you know, hey, plastics as a whole, but if it starts with straws, hey, American Airlines right now is using biodegradable straws and only wood stirrers for drinks. You can make a pledge right now. There is a site out there called onelessstraw.org. So how much ocean pollution is there from plastic? In the Pacific Ocean between Hawaii and California, there is a monstrous floating iceberg made up of, now watch how crazy, see some of the numbers today, watch how crazy this number is. It's made up of 79,000 tons of plastic. It is called the Great Plastic Garbage Patch. It is wider than the state of Texas times two. So again, American ingenuity at work. You know those noodles we use in a pool to float? Well, there's a nonprofit called Ocean Cleanup. Is developing technology to remove plastic from the ocean. They have scientists and engineers working to make the world a cleaner place. Currently, they are testing, now watch how cool this is, a 2,000-foot-long noodle that can be bent around the flotilla of plastic floating in the ocean. It will have an impenetrable screen hanging from the bottom sleeve to sieve out the bits of trash. It would also allow wildlife to pass under it. It is in the testing stage, and hopefully it can be used to corral the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. I will continue to applaud corporations that are making a difference. Think about all the plastic bags we use in the produce department. Trader Joe's right now has a biodegradable plastic bag. So if one company can have that out there, and you think about when you walk through the produce section, how many people are there at a, you know, major chains and are filling up every single day with plastics that are not biodegradable. So if Trader Joe's can do it, why can't all the other corporations do it? And if you don't think that one person can make a difference, catch this fact. A Girl Scout convinced Alaska Airways to go plastic free. So one person can make a difference. Keep the faith, keep making a difference, and keep moving forward. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.